Hey, Steve. We've both spent part of our careers working in the political world. Would you say politics is an art or a science?
Well, I don't think I'm actually qualified to answer that, but I certainly know someone who is.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan. And if you listened to public radio in the 80s and 90s, you likely heard that daily 90-second sketch created by the Duck's Breath Mystery Theater Comedy Troupe. At the height of its popularity, Dr. Science could be heard on more than 150 public radio stations in the United States.
Debuting on San Francisco station KQED-FM in 1982, the format was simple. Following a public service-style bumper, a concerned citizen asks a question which is answered by the good doctor. Not surprisingly, the questions are never answered correctly and are often little more than a launching pad for an unrelated monologue. Here's an example.
James Gilbert from Prescott, Arizona writes, "Dear Dr. Science, where do germs come from? Where do they go?"
Germs come from New York City. They go to Los Angeles. Most germs travel by air, but the more dangerous germs are carried by Greyhound and trailways. Alone, they're harmless enough, but in groups, they tend to get too rowdy and can party so hard they kill their host.
In 1987, the Fox network launched a television series based on the Dr. Science character, featuring all five members of the Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, including Dan Coffey as Dr. Science and Merle Kessler as his assistant Rodney. The series only lasted for 10 episodes, but here's a clip from the final show titled National Science Test.
Our first question comes from the amazing world of high technology. What is Bolivia's chief export?
Rodney, that's from the National Geography Test.
Right, I have a lot of different pieces of paper here. It's hard to keep them straight.
As we say here at Laugh Tracks, all comedy is derivative. And as popular as Dr. Science was, its roots can be traced back a few decades. In the 1950s, the comedy team of Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding, otherwise known as Bob and Ray, hosted a popular radio program that included a recurring feature titled Mr. Science. In fact, the original title of the Dr. Science show was Ask Mr. Science. Let's listen.
Well, bless my boots, it's little Jimmy Schwab. Come right in, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Science. Holy cow.
Dan Coffey once told the New York Times that the Dr. Science program was meant to be nothing more than an irreverent joke. It offends some people's sense of propriety, and that's the very reason some people like it. It's a comment on broadcasting, on experts, on the hierarchy of who gets to talk on the radio versus who gets to listen. It's basically a comic strip for radio.
You can find out more about Dr. Science and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.